Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This week, the first of his career. Fake toss. Purdy looking. Wide open man. It's Juwan Jennings. It's a San Francisco touchdown. Five in the pattern. Purdy stepping up.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, that was week three last year. Niners-Rams, a couple of Brock Purdy to Juwan Jennings touchdowns. And if you're just joining us, the reason we're playing that is because we got breaking news on this Friday afternoon, Dibs. And welcome back. It's Willard and Dibs, Grandy in for Willard. So Dibs and Grandy with you. We're live from Chase Center as we get ready for the first ever Valkyries regular season game. The LA Sparks are in town. Tip-off is at 7. This place is already buzzing. And once more fans roll in, it's going to be an amazing atmosphere here tonight here at Chase. But the breaking news of the afternoon, Dibs, the 49ers and Brock Purdy have agreed to a 5-year, $265 million contract extension. It ties him to San Francisco for 6 total years because it will not kick in until after this year when his rookie contract officially ends. The man that broke the news, Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, he will join us coming up in about an hour. In fact, exactly an hour at 3:30. We'll talk to him about the details of this contract and what it means for the 49ers going forward. But a hell of a piece of breaking news. Brock Purdy, 5 years, $265 million.
And thank goodness that this is over because, yes. You know, you go back to last year and we spent 3 or 4 months on Brandon Ayuk.
Oh,
and
my God.
Will he or won't he? And we had TJ Houshmandzadeh, his personal friend and trainer and whatnot, and you know, he was giving us details and he wants to get paid and all the rest of it, and it finally got done and he played. He didn't play well, then he started playing well and he got hurt, and before that it was Nick Bosa, same thing, and Trent Williams and Christian McCaffrey, and it was all this
Debo
offseason nonsense. Thank you, Debo Samuel. And now you've got the quarterback, the most important person in all of pro sports, and we wanted it done, and I thought it would have been done before the draft, but now it's done before phase three of the OTAs, which are set to start in about 2 weeks. And so now Brock Purdy puts pen to paper, he gets his money, and now he's ready to go out there and be the quarterback and lead them through the first install here in phase three and get this team ready for a year, Mark, that is ripe for the picking. You've got the easiest schedule in football, according to the Vegas win total over-under. The stack that you have is not bad. A lot of early road games, but your second half of the season is the easiest in all of football, and you don't have a lot of like tough travel spots. You've got a rest advantage this year as opposed to last year.
Last 2 years.
Right. This year is set up for you to have a good year, and now you got your quarterback.
You got your quarterback. Again, the news, 5 years, $265 million contract extension to Brock Purdy. The other numbers that we know currently, $181 million is the total guarantee. That is the 8th most total guaranteed money to a quarterback in NFL history, and the average average annual value for that $265 million over the course of 5 years. That is $53 million a year, which is the seventh most for a quarterback in NFL history. So the initial question, Dibs, becomes, is this fair? Is this enough to give Brock credit for what he's accomplished? And is it also low enough to keep the 49ers competitive elsewhere? You can let us know 888-957-9570 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, Dibs. The 510 says, I'm juiced about the deal, but didn't Jed York say Brock was going to reset the market? He did say that. He said it a couple of times. Not necessarily a bad thing to say that, though, and not have to do it.
Right. And I mean, reset the market doesn't necessarily mean to me that he has to be number one overall. And I guess when you take that at its word, yeah, he's going to reset the market. But I think that what I took from those comments was that Brock Purdy is going to get paid among the quarterbacks that are resetting the market. I don't necessarily think that it has to be he's going to get the number one deal ever for quarterbacks. But what he got is more than many people would have thought he would have gotten and what many people thought he, quote, deserved. But the way I look at it is this. If you think that he's a good quarterback, and they do, and I do, then you pay him accordingly. And, you know, the going rate for a really good quarterback, in your eyes, is $50 million a year. And, you know, you did that for Trevor Lawrence, and he's been a little bit up and down. You did that for Joe Burrow. He's been great. Jordan Love is trending in the right direction. Dak Prescott has been injured and maybe not as good as you would have liked. So it's a little bit of a hit and miss thing. But you look at Josh Allen, who got that money, Jared Goff, who got that money. They both have delivered in the short term on that money. So if you think you have one of those dudes, you got to pay him that much.
Yeah, there are 14 quarterbacks, Dibs, across the NFL in terms of average annual value that make $45 million or more.
Okay.
$45 million or more per year. There are 14 of them. Make it 15 now with Brock Purdy. Some of those names include Deshaun Watson, Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff. Not that he's a bad quarterback, but Jared Goff. Also Kyler Murray, Dak Prescott, Trevor Lawrence, Tua Tagovailoa. Like, have I named a single quarterback out of that group that's better than Brock Purdy?
No, they're all in the same tier.
Maybe some that are close, but probably not. Now, I know Brock isn't making $45 million. He's making $53 million a year. But again, some of these guys that Brock is, I think, undoubtedly better than and has more room to improve make a whole lot more than him, including Dak Prescott, $60 million a year, $231 in fully guaranteed money. The Dak Prescott contract compared to the Brock Purdy contract is way, 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 way worse.
Way
not that
worse.
The Brock Purdy contract is worse. And you said there's probably a lot of people out there who think $53 million a year for Brock is a little too rich for their blood, and I'm sure those people are out there. And if you are, you can give us a call, shoot us a text at 888-957-9570. But frankly, I was expecting the AAV number, Dibs, average annual value, the per year number, to be closer to 60 than to 50. So I think, frankly, as I'm looking at this, I'm a little pleasantly surprised from a Niner perspective that it was not more per year.
Right, and we have to wait and see what the actual details are of the deal and, you know, where the money is being spent, where the actual guaranteed money is and where the out is, quote-unquote. But the fact that it's a five-year deal tells me that, you know, they're going to be sunk into Brock Purdy for at least the next four this upcoming.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming year, and then three more, so it just depends on how they structured it as to how much they believe in Brock Purdy, because you know that coming up, you're going to have Trent Williams money probably come off the books, and you know, at some point, you're going to have other of your high-priced veterans, you know, George Kittle and Christian McCaffrey. These are players who are all getting older, so maybe you ended up backloading some of this to where you get to a point where, all right, Brock, in 2029, you're now going to have to carry us because we're not going to have these other contracts. We're going to have rookies in their spots, and you're going to have to go out there and ball for us.
You might feel a little bit about a little bit of that way this year too, because Debo's gone and you had to cut costs a lot elsewhere, and you did a lot of that defensively as well. But I think entering a season, this is probably the biggest challenge that Brock has had, and that challenge is only going to have to go up each and every year going forward. Although the Niners can definitely continue adding to the roster with smart draft picks, and the jury's out on this year's draft. Of course, they have not played a single snap in the NFL yet. But when you have a quarterback making a ton of money, and don't get it twisted, $53 million a year to a quarterback is a ton of money. It's just not as much as some others. This still presents challenges in terms of how you're going to fill out the rest of your roster. Let's go out to the phone lines here on Willard and Dibs. It's Dibs and Grandy with you. I'm in for Willard today, but the breaking news of the day is Brock Purdy and the 49ers have agreed to a five-year, $265 million contract extension. Is that too much? You happy with the deal? Let us know at 888-957-9570. T-Money is in Palo Alto, and he's the first to join us here over the phones. T-Money, the floor is yours. How you doing?
Doing good, doing good. Feel good about this contract. Feel like it's a pretty good number. And just one thing, anyone who doesn't like the contract and thinks that it's bad, I don't know who the other option is besides Brock Purdy. So,
yeah. T, I hear you, and that's what you were talking about.
I mean, yeah, Mac Jones. Okay, you have Mac Jones in, and Mac Jones right now is probably the 44th best quarterback in football, and I'm just guessing.
Somewhere around there.
I mean, he's a guy who was highly drafted, and he showed a little bit in New England, and then he didn't. And, you know, Kyle Shanahan has done a good job of rescuing quarterbacks. And, you know, he's like the SPCA of the NFL where, you know, he'll bring you in and, you know, he'll find somebody.
He'll rehab you. Yep.
Yeah, and he'll find somebody to come out and adopt you. Shout out Sam Darnold. Yep. But beyond that, I don't know if you really want to go forward with Mac Jones, but he's a guy who you could look at. If Brock Purdy wanted to play hardball and hold out, you could at least, like, pretend that Mac Jones could be somebody who could get you, I don't know, 7 or 8 or 9 wins with this schedule. But Brock Purdy is better than that, and Brock Purdy has shown that he's a good playoff quarterback. He's a guy who can win games. He can get into the deep water of January and play well and win games. And so if you want that as your quarterback, if you believe in that guy, you got to pay him, and that's the going rate.
Yeah, so we got T-Money over the phone lines who is excited and happy with the deal.
Okay.
Head out to the text line, and that is the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. The 559 chimes in and says, Purdy way overpaid. You can forget about Super Bowls now. We don't know. We're going to find out. I will say, Dibs, and this is what you were getting at and what T-Money was getting at. When you are in a position as an organization that has a generally speaking, a younger quarterback that has shown at least that he's a quality quarterback, and Brock Purdy has shown more than he's a quality quarterback. He had a darn near MVP-level season a couple of years ago. Wasn't nearly as good this past year. No doubt about that, but hard to be better than he was 2 seasons ago. But when you have a quarterback that is young, that has shown at least something to where he's, you know, a top 10 quarterback in the NFL, as Brock has, and he's due for a contract extension, you're maybe not damned if you do. If you turn out to be right about the guy, you're not damned if you give him the contract, but you're definitely damned if you don't give him the contract.
For the most part, because as you know, you got to have a quarterback, you got to protect the quarterback, you got to rush the quarterback. And right now, they've got Trent Williams who can protect the quarterback in theory, and you hope that he can do it for another year or so. And you have a guy who can rush the quarterback, and maybe another guy, and Mykel Williams, your top draft pick. Maybe he can actually get after the quarterback. And so if you don't have a quarterback, and think about all the teams in the NFL who do well year after year, and think about who their quarterback is, they all have a quarterback that is reliable, trustworthy, veteran, good. You're hard-pressed to find a team in the NFL that has, you know, a middling or a fledgling quarterback who they can't really rely on.
Yeah. Also, this is a really good point on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line from the 415. When this deal technically starts after this season, he will probably be the 12th highest paid quarterback.
Yeah.
Or even worse. And I don't know if that number is exactly right, 12th highest, but every year there's going to be a new quarterback that is going to be maybe multiple quarterbacks that are due new contracts. And just the way that this thing works, that this Brock Purdy number is going to be eclipsed by many more for the years to come. It's why Patrick Mahomes is making $45 million a year, because the Kansas City Chiefs Dibs put together maybe the greatest piece of business in NFL history, signing Patrick Mahomes to, like, what was it, a 15-year deal or whatever it was, like 5 years ago at this point?
Yeah.
And now that contract looks like an incredible bargain.
It does, and, you know, eventually that will get reworked as you get further down the road. Yeah. And, you know, he signed it early to get that guaranteed money, and, you know, the Chiefs were wise to do that. And I also think that Patrick Mahomes understood that if he did that deal then, they had a better ability to go out there and, you know, give him help around him in the near term. But like any of these deals in the NFL, and you and I joked about this yesterday off the air, like all of the different leagues and the different rules of contracts.
Yep.
And we know this about the NFL. Whatever your contract is, and we could talk about this number, which is, you know, 53 a year and
yep.
5 years and, you know, 265. That's really funny money. He's not going to play 5 years on top of the 1 year next year and make 265. That's not going to happen. He'll play three of those five, or maybe two of those five, and it'll be good or bad, or whatever it is, that contract will get reworked. That's what Parag Marate, the chief financial guy with the Niners, does. It's what the Niners always do. You sign a deal, and then that deal at some point gets ripped up, and you get a new deal, or you get cut.
Yeah, let's keep it rolling here on the phone lines, 888-957-9570. We are reacting to the news that the 49ers and Brock Purdy have agreed to a five-year, $265 million contract extension. For those without a calculator handy, that is $53 million on average per year. This reported by multiple reliable sources now, but Tom Pelissero of NFL Network was the first to report it, and we will hear from Tom Pelissero right here on Willard and Dibs. Grandy in for Willard, it's Dibs and Grandy with you. Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, who broke this news, will join us at 3:30 right here on 95.7 The Game. And we are live from Chase Center as we get ready for the Valkyries' first ever regular season game. Tip-off versus the LA Sparks is at 7. We're with you until 6 to get ready for this Valkyries' first ever regular season game. But again, back out to the phones, 888-957-9570. 53 mil per year for Brock. Good deal. Bad deal. Let us know. Up next is Connor in San Leandro. Connor, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm really excited about this signing. Look, I don't want to be too reductive about this, but teams have actually a lot less negotiating leverage than fans let on who are disappointed in stuff like this. You can sign the player or you can not sign the player. And we have tried not signing the player, which essentially was wait to sign the player until somehow negotiation leverage works against the player. Our context is not that context. In our own context, not only do you have the players and the players' wives who all get in on the messaging about the team needing to sign these guys, they just wait and their value goes up. It really is not whether you sign the person that you need to sign in this context, it's when you do it. And I think the franchise listened to the fans. This was actually a huge benefit, a huge change. We didn't have the Ayuk fix. We didn't have the Debo fix. People who needed to get signed got signed. We bit the bullet. Jed York even sold a portion of the team and helped to fund this. I feel like this was a win, and I'm really looking forward to the next 2 or 3 months because I'm a football fan. I'm not a contract negotiation fan, and football fans should be able to anticipate football questions. If you all are talking every day about whether Christian McCaffrey has the gas to get us through the end of a regular season and through a full playoff run, and you are having that conversation instead of negotiations and dollar signs and average annual value, I'm a very happy sports radio consumer. So I got to say, as an experience, thank you so much, 49ers, for doing what needed to get done and getting business done. I appreciate it.
I like that, Connor. Yeah,
well said.
It's just nice to have the drama of it. I mean, there wasn't maybe a little bit of drama beginning to build up. When is this going to get done? But
right,
nothing
right.
Like the last couple of off-seasons.
No, and the drama would have built in the next 2 weeks where you're waiting for this before the actual last wave of OTAs where you're going to get everyone in and you're going to start to, like, install things. And let's be fair here. It's mid-May now. And, you know, it's my son Keon's birthday. Shout out, Keon.
Happy birthday, Keon.
22 down in Santa Barbara. Probably not listening. Probably still in bed. But you get to mid-May, and we are now like 4 months away, less than 4 months from the opener.
Oof.
And we're less than 3 months away from actual camp, about 9 weeks from camp. So let's get it done. Let's get the fellas in and start getting ready for a year where, as I mentioned, this thing is ripe for the taking.
It really, I mean, the Niners have one of the easiest schedules in the NFL, depending on what metric you look at. And we, of course, don't really know until the season gets underway and you find out who these teams are. But if you go based off projected wins and losses and records, if you go off of last year's records, the Niners have the easiest record or easiest schedule in the NFL. Now, I think there is definitely an argument to be made that this is maybe the most challenging season that Brock Purdy is entering, considering the offseason the Niners just had. Although, if you, and it's a big if to assume Christian McCaffrey's health, but if you assume that you're going to get more McCaffrey this year than last year, which seems like a pretty safe bet considering he hardly played at all last year, that's going to make things a whole lot easier on Brock, too.
Yeah, and the reports out of the McCaffrey camp are that he looks fantastic. He's healthy, he's hungry, he's angry, so he's going to come back and be ready to go. The big question for me is wide receiver, and right now you've got Juwan Jennings, you got Ricky Pearsall, you got Jacob Cowing, you're waiting on Ayuk, so the fact that you do have Brandon Ayuk to work with all of these unknowns is huge for me in May.
No doubt. 888-957-9570. The Niners and Brock Purdy have agreed on a 5-year, $265 million contract extension. Average annual value, $53 million per year. Seventh most among quarterbacks. And the total guarantee, $181 million. The eighth most among quarterbacks. So we're looking at top six, top seven, top eight, top nine money in general for Brock Purdy. How does that make you feel, Niner fans? Let's go back out to the phone lines. Up next is JK in Berkeley who wants to weigh in. What's up, JK? How you doing?
Hey guys, JK, thank you for taking my call. I love listening to you guys. I love rehashing these sporting events when the Warriors dominate the next day. It's just super cool. Thank you guys so much.
Of course, man.
I love this Brock Purdy deal. I love it. I mean, the bottom line is he, you know, this number's perfect. I mean, no one's going to take a hometown discount. Clay's not going to take a hometown discount. Those things don't exist. He could have gotten more. I mean, but he let us get a good deal. Next year's low, so it's like $270 for 6 years. It's awesome. Let me introduce you to someone. Her name is Tina, T-I-N-A. There is no alternative. There's no alternative. Who are we going to get? We're going to have like 3 years of crap? Since Steve Young and Joe Montana, who has had a better season than 2 years ago for the Niners? No one. I mean, he is phenomenal. And lastly, Brock isn't going to do something weird. He's not going to buy an orange Bentley. He's not going to go to Cabo San Lucas during the playoffs. This guy is solid oak. I'm pumped. Thank you, Lynch, for not dragging it out. Just like the previous caller said, I'm psyched. Brock Purdy's going to deliver.
Yeah, awesome, JK.
Yeah.
Awesome. I like your enthusiasm and how happy you are. I don't really care what a player does with the money once they get the money.
Yeah.
But he, I mean, he's...
Well, just don't change and, like, keep working.
Oh, and it you seems know. Like Brock is not going to be a kind of guy who changes once he
right.
gets the money.
And maybe I'm just, like, channeling my Any Given Sunday because I just watched it over the weekend with Willie Beeman. And, you know, Willie Beeman got his and, you know, now he's doing videos and he's out there. You know, he changed. I know it's a movie and Brock Purdy won't do that, but I don't care what he does with his money either, but I do want him to get the contract and now just get in there and start working on the offense and make this team better.
And he's been with the team for off-season workouts
yep.
before the contract was
exactly.
even hashed out. So I think that gives you a sense of who he is in terms of how he wants to make sure that this offseason goes swimmingly even before he had the contract agreement in place. And if you're just joining us, the contract agreement is in place, according to multiple reports. 5 years, $265 million is the number for Brock Purdy. That is $53 million per year, seventh most among NFL quarterbacks all time. So Brock Purdy being paid, based on the numbers that we know right now, like the seventh or eighth best quarterback in the NFL, and considering what some of the reports were heading into this contract negotiation, that feels pretty darn good. But you can weigh in at 888-957-9570. What do you think? 5 years, $265 million for Brock Purdy. Is that a deal for the Niners, or is it a deal for Brock Purdy? Plus, the Golden State Valkyries, they tip off their first ever regular season game at 7 o'clock tonight at Chase Center, and you can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game. Dibs and I were live from Chase Center until 6, getting you ready for opening night. We're also brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Your calls and a whole lot more on this Brock Purdy contract extension. When we come back, it's Willard and Dibs, Grandy in for Willard, right here on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.